This week, President Biden heads to Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. That's the peace deal that ended decades of violence in Northern Ireland, known as the Troubles. Before that agreement, assassinations and bombings were routine between Protestant Unionists who wanted Northern Ireland to remain part of the United Kingdom and Catholic Nationalists who wanted reunification with the Republic of Ireland. But the peace was fragile. 4 months after the Good Friday Agreement was signed, the deadliest bombing of the Troubles killed 29 people in the town of Omagh. Today, on the 25th anniversary of the agreement, what is the mood like there? Let's check in with a Catholic priest who is revered in Omagh for his efforts to build bridges between Catholics and Protestants. Father Kevin Mullen, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, Deepa. I'm enjoying this conversation already.
We appreciate having you, Father. Today is momentous, 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement. How are you feeling today, Father?
I'm feeling so proud of the giants who signed that agreement, and I just think we owe them so much to live out what they risked everything for.
You know, 25 years, I'm guessing, of relative calm. There were, as we mentioned, one big attack after that. There was even one recently, a few weeks ago. I'm wondering, has the last 25 years felt like calm for people where you are in Omagh, Father?
Generally, yes. I think it has been a time when we were not afraid that every time we went out the door something would happen. But Omagh has been unfortunate in the sense that not only was it the site of the great Omagh bomb in August of 98, but a policeman was shot, and then a policeman was wounded in the last few months here as well. It just seemed to be that people were, again, picking on Omagh, and we felt we were being forced to go through so much again. But we are very resilient. We will come through.
You said both Mass, the midnight Mass on Easter Saturday, you preached again on Easter Sunday. Father, what did you tell the congregation on this really momentous occasion of the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement?
I felt that I had to draw a parallel, though the comparisons are not equal, between the trust that people put in one another 25 years ago and the trust that God extended towards us in sending us his own son. And even though that son was brutally killed, God's trust in us continued, and we owe it to God to do our best to live as he wants to. I just felt it was a time for just mentioning the whole idea of trust.
Was there any, you know, sense of having to maybe calm people? Are people on edge? Because we've been reading in the last week or so that British intelligence, MI5, said that some kind of violence today particularly is highly possible. Are people on edge there, Father?
I think, no, we're not on edge. We do hope it will be quiet and that the security forces will contain any outbreak of difficulty in that city, where I worked myself for a long time.
I'm glad to hear that, Father. You know, we read in the New York Times that one Protestant woman there from Omagh, she detests, she said, the Good Friday Accord because she calls it an appeasement to Catholics, who she calls terrorists. It just made us wonder if there's still the simmering tension between Protestants and Catholics, maybe not just in Omagh, but across Northern Ireland. And we know you've worked a lot on bringing the two communities together. Is there still the tension, Father?
I think she has spoken a little truth there, all right. There are centuries and centuries of suspicion and distrust between the communities. I know there are some Protestants who still believe that Roman Catholic worship is superstition and magic. That is hurtful, and I know there are some Catholics who believe that Protestant worship is just merely words and there's nothing to it. That is hurtful as well. We have to get to know each other and see the good that's there in every heart and build on that.
You've spent 25 years doing that, work, Father, that hard work of having people talk to and listen to each other. I wonder if you can leave us with one story of how that's worked and how you have maybe brought people together.
I just want to mention, yesterday morning at 7 o'clock, as the sun was rising, a lot of churches have a dawn service for Easter, and this year, here in this little village, two church communities came together, a very, very large number of people, larger than we had any other time. We went to an old, centuries-old burial chamber overlooking the lake, and we said, we want to be together with our history and together in our future. That was built up on years and years of having tea in one of those houses and just sharing sympathy when somebody died or being part of community. But it's built up on tiny, tiny, tiny steps. And I must say, it goes back for me more than 25 years. It goes back 50 years of my whole priesthood. I was just very lucky to live next door to people of different faiths. We just got on as good neighbours, a lovely relationship that we could draw on when it was needed.
It sounds beautiful, Father. Father Kevin Mullen, Roman Catholic priest who builds bridges between his own Catholic people and Protestants in Northern Ireland. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepa, and we'll give President Joe a warm welcome tomorrow night and in the coming days.